Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Arizona voters have elected a Democrat to succeed outgoing Republican Governor Doug Ducey. Katie Hobbs has won a close midterm battle over Trump-endorsed election denier Carrie Lake. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, Lake is refusing to say whether she'll accept the outcome.
Following the Associated Press's race call in favor of Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake tweeted that Arizonans know BS when they see it. But Lake, a former TV news anchor, is now one of the more high-profile midterm Republicans who have lost their races, joining Trump-aligned candidates for governor in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and also Blake Masters, the Arizona Republican who lost to incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block a subpoena for Arizona Republican Party leader Kelly Ward to testify before the January 6th committee. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The court issued no opinion, instead simply denying Ward's attempt to block the subpoena. The vote was 7-2, with Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito noting their dissent. Ward, an election denier, played a role in the so-called fake elector scheme in Arizona following the 2020 election. The subpoena is of particular interest because Ginny Thomas, the wife of Justice Thomas, emailed 29 Arizona lawmakers during that period, urging them to choose a different slate of electors than those pledged to Biden. It's not known whether Ginny Thomas was in communication with Ward, but Justice Thomas did not recuse himself from the case, nor has he recused himself from any case involving the January 6th investigation. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
NASA is again preparing to try to launch its new moon rocket. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, mission managers say the rocket can be used during a test flight despite some damage from Hurricane Nicole.
The 32-story tall rocket was on its launch pad when the hurricane blew in. The storm tore off about a 10-foot-long strip of caulking near the top of the rocket. The damage is too high up to be repaired, so NASA's engineers had to assess whether it would cause any problems during liftoff. By Monday evening, they decided it would be okay, and preparations are continuing for a launch at 1:04 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. If all goes well, the rocket will send a crew capsule with no astronauts on board around the moon and back. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
President Biden raised objections to China's aggression toward Taiwan Monday during his meeting with Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 gathering in Bali. The White House says Biden also discussed Beijing's treatment of ethnic minorities and its crackdown on dissidents in Hong Kong. This is NPR News. Former President Trump has defied a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection. Trump was ordered to appear Monday to answer questions under oath a day before his scheduled major announcement today. Committee members say Trump's attorneys have filed suit arguing that former president should not have to testify. Chairman Benny Thompson says the committee will evaluate its next steps. Tech giant Google has agreed to pay nearly $400 million to 40 states to settle allegations that the company secretly tracked consumers. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the case centers on Google's use of location tracking on iPhones and Androids.
State prosecutors say when people turned off location tracking on their phones, Google was still harvesting the whereabouts of people and then offering the data to advertisers. Authorities say the practice violated state consumer protection laws. In addition to paying roughly $392 million to states, Google committed to changes to make its data collection practices more transparent. In a statement, Google says it stopped this kind of data tracking years ago, but state prosecutors are using the settlement to call on lawmakers in Washington to pass a comprehensive data protection law. State authorities say until Congress acts, Google could continue to compile large amounts of personal data for advertisers with few controls. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up 4% in Hong Kong and up 1.6% in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.